Penguin Random House Canada Audio presents The Boat People by Sharon Bala. Read for you by Athena Karkanis. We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. Martin Luther King, Jr. Beginning, July 2009. Mahindan was flat on his back when the screaming began, one arm right angled over his eyes. He heard the whistle and thud of falling artillery, the cries of the dying, mortar shells and rockets, the whole world on fire. Then another sound. It cut through the clamor so that for a drawn-out second there was nothing else, only him and his son and the bomb that arched through the sky with a shrill banshee scream, spinning nose aimed straight for them. Mahindan fought to open his eyes. His limbs were pinned down and heavy. He struggled to move, to call out in terror, to clamor and run. The ground rumbled. The shell exploded, shards of hot metal spitting in its wake. The tent was rent in half. Mahindan jolted awake. Heart like a sledgehammer, he sat up frantic, blinking into the darkness. He heard someone panting and long seconds later realized it was him. The echoing whine of flying shrapnel faded, and he returned to the present. To the coir mat under him, back to the hold of the ship. There were snores and snuffles, the small nocturnal noises of 500 slumbering bodies. Beneath him, the engine's monotonous whir. He reached out, instinctive, felt his son Celian curled up beside him, then lay down again. The back of his neck was damp. His pulse still raced. He smelled the sourness of his...